Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I'll say again, I know where I am. There are many things that change over the millennia. The river was not here then, but it has been here for a very long time. Two subjects today. You are on a vessel which is not touching the land. I say it again, this is an opportunity for reflection, and you are not grounded. When you are not grounded in this fashion, there actually is an attribute that affects you consciously. It allows for introspection like never before. So many artists and poets and even channelers will take to the sea, to the river, in order to receive the insight. Now it's your turn. And in the beautiful surroundings of this garden aisle, which we have identified many times, you have just come from what they have called the Fern Grotto, a name that was given in modern times, that is not its name. We also told you yesterday to look for a fact. Places which are popular, not simply for their beauty, but for their energy, the chances are they always were. The crystalline grid of the earth remembers sacredness. Sometimes it drew the ancients to certain places, and those places were for worship and for joy and for remembrance. And that was one of those places, and you just were there. Now, what did you think? You felt the serenity, and you felt the respect. But let me tell you something. After 1992, the elementals, they're in the forest around it. Did you feel when you walked in and you walked out the difference between when you were standing on the boards? And so we invite you to know something else, and that is the elementos, actually elementals. Call them what you wish. Every single culture has their name for these. Life in the forest. The ancestors know exactly what I'm talking about, and they are laughing even now. The elementals know what is going on, and you can feel them coming and going. But when you're there, you're feeling remembrance for what was. Did you feel a potency of things to come? Did you feel Gaia waiting? Did you have the anticipation that simply things were resting? And if you did, you picked something up, because this is an energy. And the ancients talked about this time, a renewal time. The grotto will come alive again. The ferns will blossom. They will enlarge. They will turn green with celebration. But right now, it is waiting. Let me tell you, Gaia is patient. The storm of 92, if you did the numerology, the 1992 event is a 3 that is a catalyst for this island. And there are those who would say that the rebirth of it started after the storm. It didn't. It simply was a recalibration and a rebuilding. It starts now. It's one of the reasons you are here, to celebrate this renewal in this place. That's the first item. We continue with the teaching using the letters of Lemuria. Now, Lemuria is not something that I have told you about specifically. The ancients told you about it. The very word is known long before Cryon ever came in and channeled with his partner. The word was being used right here. And we have covered the first two letters, and now we are covering the next two letters. Lemuria. M-U. Now that spells something, and it's an actual name of something. Mu or Mu is the name some people believe is a lost continent. Now let me just tell you something that is interesting because of where you are and what you're doing today. You know the history I have given you of Lemuria. You know of the islands which were not islands but a single huge mountain lifted up by the magma of this planet. The same process in the hot spot called Yellowstone lifted this mountain up. The same process. So high there were even glaciers at the top. And when that all started to sink gradually, the Lemurians had no idea if they were going to lose everything, and they evacuated. This is the consciousness of a sinking island, and Lemuria and Old Soul, that is what you carry in your Akash, and you can call it anything you want to. Mu, in the 1800s, was developed supposedly from ancient information to represent the lost continent, supposedly in the Atlantic, and that is why it was called Atlantis. Both of those are wrong. It was Lemuria. It's the consciousness of the sinking island. The Lemuria and Atlantis effect you carry with you. Where do you think Lemurians wanted to go the most? Other islands. And some of them sank. And they were also volcanic. And so time after time, you carry with you, do you not, history in your Akash of a place that is going under, the Atlantis effect. I will tell you that the very consciousness of Mu, that is the lost continent, is the mountain of Hawaii. The mountain is no longer here to be seen above water. But the tips are here to be experienced, and you're on them. And the one that you're on is the oldest. As the plate tectonics slowly, gradually moves the chain and the island mountain over the hot spot, which remains the same, Kauai was first all the way down to the big island, which is now still active. This is the grandfather. This is the elder. This is the oldest and the wisest, the most beautiful, and filled with compassionate action and love. That's why we chose this one to start. But it is the story of Mu. The two letters in Lemuria that we chose to cover at this time. I want you to celebrate new beginnings. You visited a place which is going to awaken. Gaia is patient, and in 20 years, take pictures, it will be much different. That means it's a guaranteed income for those who operate the boats. It will always be there, and it will awaken even to a grander energy than it has now. And that is what we have to say this day on the water in paradise. And so it is.
Mahalo e ka lehu lehu. Mahalo e na makua. Mahalo e na kupuna. Mahalo e na li'i. Mahalo e na aumakua. Mahalo e nā kua e, mahalo e 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 e.